You're listening to SBS News.
After weeks of working from home, small business director Nathan couldn't be happier to be back in the office.
It feels really good coming back here. There's only so much you can do with, you know, video and messengers and all that type of stuff. And so our productivity when we're all together is just obviously a lot better. I can't describe how important it is to have a separation from your work and your personal life, right? And I mean a physical separation.
His company is one of the occupants of The Commons, Melbourne co-working space, which was empty at the height of COVID-19 restrictions. Thomas Yee is one of the co-founders of the space.
With some sort of timeline in place now, with restrictions being lifted, people are planning for that return to the office space. So we really welcome that.
With easing restrictions, more offices will be reopening, but researchers have found Australians are growing increasingly comfortable working from home. Swinburne University's John Hopkins conducted the survey and found nearly 4 in 10 respondents had worked from home before the pandemic.
Only 10% of the people in our survey don't think that they will work from home at all in the future, so that's 90% who think that they will.
And employers are getting on board with the idea, contemplating more flexible working arrangements. But it's affecting commercial real estate, with firms seeing a drop-off in demand for office leases. Mark Curtin is the Regional Director of Office Leasing for CBRE.
And we expect that to continue into June, July, August, and start to see a recovery in both leasing activity, inquiry and deals.
But as John Hopkins explains, the daily commute remains the biggest barrier for many to returning to the workplace.
You know, the main things that we're seeing as being advantages of working from home is definitely the lack of commute, so not having to commute. So almost 90% of participants in our survey could see the benefits of not having to commute. And on average, that commute is about an hour each way. So it's a quite significant part of the day. So 2 hours in your day that you get back to yourself.
Those braving the commute will have to deal with social distancing measures that have cut capacity on trains and buses during peak hour. Professor John Nelson from Sydney University's Institute of Transport and Logistics Studies says that will lead to changes in how businesses operate.
I would expect that we really need to look seriously at staggered start and finish times.
And a COVID-safe workplace is a must, with Thomas Yee taking few precautions.
We've got full-time cleaners here. We've got hourly disinfecting of all touchable surfaces. We've got, you know, our spaces are designed very generously. We've got one person for every 8 square metres, way above the government directions.
As our workplaces come back to life, you can never be too careful. Naveen Razik, SBS News.